Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Greenway Ford, where it is a new day, it is a new way. At the all-new Greenway Ford in Raytown, you, Ms. Wright, as always, get the honorary first grievance of every week. Do you have one?
I have a rare grievance this week, and it was Jay Binkley who brought this to our attention. The Cincinnati mayor is my grievance this week, who not only is trolling all of Kansas City and Chiefs Kingdom, but decided to make a henceforth whereas hereas proclamation, which I think's a little beneath a mayor. One of our listeners just posted this on Twitter and said, this is just disrespectful. The proclamation calls this Sunday, they got to play us day. Okay. Chiefs have to play Cincinnati. Okay. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test confirming whether or not he's his daddy.
Oh, boy.
Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny. And listen to this last line. Whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. In witness whereof, signed the mayor of Cincinnati. Okay. All right. Some shade's been thrown.
Apparently. I don't like the paternity test to see if he's Patrick Mahomes' daddy. I think that's beyond the pale.
Well, I mean, we have seen the endless memes about Patrick Mahomes being every other quarterback in the league's daddy.
Well, but not from a mayor.
Well, that's true.
Not from a mayor. Come on.
The telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We have 8 phone lines and 1 Samuel Stevie. So if the phone is ringing, that means you're getting through. Just be patient. Allow me, please, to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. A rarity today, we will start on the text line with our grievances. From 2831, my grievance, there are so many parents ordering DoorDash or other food deliveries at my son's middle school that the school had to send out an email. It is causing tons of extra work for our office staff. Like they have nothing to do, and some kids are missing class because the orders are late. Stop.
That is a great grievance. I believe in the last couple of years, our district shut that down, Scott.
So did ours.
I'm almost positive there was an email that I read that said no more. No more.
All right, let's get to the phones. Jim and Shawnee, you are first in, so you, my friend, are first up. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hey, Dana, this is for you. Yesterday, I confronted your friends that stand on the corner and all wear their little green outfits and ask for money for the fictitious child that has cancer. They're back in town, Shawnee Mission Parkway and Quivira. And I pulled in behind their van was parked in Advanced Auto. And I pulled over there and the guy rolled down the window of the van and they slid the door open. There was spare people inside there.
Oh, I bet.
And I asked them about the fictitious child, and I told them they should be ashamed of themselves, and that everybody knows it's a scam, that type of thing. The guy got out of his van and confronted me and threw a water bottle at me.
Oh!
And then he got on his walkie-talkie, and called everybody. I told him I'm going to call the police, and he got on his walkie-talkie, and they all came running like rats, and got in the van and sped off.
Well, and Jim, we have told people please don't confront them because they have been aggressive in the past. Mm-hmm. Please stop giving your money to the fake sick kid people. It is a complete scam.
I thought for sure they would have been...
run out by now.
Well, not even run out, but I thought for sure, as much as we have talked about it, word would have gotten around, even to people who don't listen to the show, and the well would have gone dry. And for whatever reason, every day on the text line, I get scammers are back at fill in the blank location. Jim, thank you for the grievance, but I echo what Dana said. Do not confront these people.
They're criminals.
Dan in Piper. Dan, hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Well, my grievance is kind of piggybacked on the first one you guys said. I am a child, and my parent is bugging me at my place of employment, not school. My grievance is I have a parent that will just randomly show up at my place of employment and grab somebody that's walking out of the building and say, hey, will you go back inside and grab my son, so-and-so? And so I just get random people, an engineer, whoever else, just come walking back in. Hey, there's some guy wanted me to come back in and get you. Don't know who it is.
Okay, but that's weird. That's weird. Who? I don't understand. A parent of yours?
Yeah. Hey, instead of calling me, say, hey, you want to come out to the parking lot?
Well, who's wait, whose parent? Are they your parents or just other people's parents who want their son or daughter who works where you work to come outside?
No, it's my parents.
Your parents?
Yeah.
And you sound like a fully grown adult, Dan.
I'm 40, and he's retired. Nothing else better to do, so he'll just wander across town.
Oh, no.
What does Dad want?
What does he want?
Say what's up.
Just what's up.
And do you say, Dad, nothing's up, but I'm working?
Nothing up. My phone works just fine, though. It's built kind of a wall in between us, amongst other things.
Have you told him, Dan, like, I love spending time with you. I'd love to catch up and see how your day is going, but you can't show up at my work.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
You have. Well, bless his heart. He's probably lonely. He's probably bored.
Very. Yeah.
We'll leave it at that, man. Nice.
You think?
Bev in Independence. Bev, hello.
Hi. Hey, Dana and Scott, you guys talked about this bidding for the airport.
Yes.
And you, at the time, said something's a little wonky about this. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now that the other party won this, a city government doesn't have money. The city government invests our money.
Right.
I don't want our tax dollars to pay for their mistake. Where does the $62 million come from?
Hush Blackwell is going to pay the $62 million.
And they were the ones that won the bid. Is
yes,
that correct?
That is correct.
So they cheated, and they have to own up.
I don't know that we want to go that far.
You would have to read between the lines of what happened, but Bev, yes.
An arbitrator decided that there was some stuff that shouldn't have happened that happened. And
do you think with any big time bidding contract, big time, and I'm not going to name the project,
which the airport was.
Let's just name any big time project in any city. Do people really believe that's always on the up and up? Because I'm just telling you, I don't.
I would struggle to.
Anytime companies put out a request for, what are you, RFP?
Request for proposals.
Proposal.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that's always on the up and up?
No.
I don't. I don't think it's fair. I think there's always somebody who's got some inside track who knows this, or a city has someone in mind they want to use, even though I think that's illegal. You're supposed to good bidding process.
I would bet that, most of the time when it's a school being built or something like that, it's probably on the up and up. But when you're dealing with a massive airport construction.
And if it's not on the up and up, how are you going to find out? You know, my dad used to put out competitive bids for his company. And he would say, if you lose a bid, it's not like they tell you why or by how much.
Right.
You're just told we didn't go with you. Well, right. Okay.
I would need to see photo evidence to believe it.
Right?
Okay, Sam.
I'm shady. I'm telling you, I think all that stuff's
well,
shady.
Well, can you imagine, when I was reading the story in The Star yesterday, and it was a wonky read, to borrow Bev's word.
Read.
Yes, it is a lot of in-the-weeds kind of stuff. It's very confusing. All I could think of is when Burns and McDonald didn't get that contract, and they suspected, presumably right away, how much would you pay to be a fly on the wall in the CEO's office when he's calling all the other big shots in at Burns and McDonald, and you know that F-bombs are flying everywhere, there's screaming, there's yelling, and we're suing, and this was dirty, and this was shady.
What's interesting about this case, I'll give you this and then we'll move on, is that most of the time, if it is shady and you think it's shady, you can't prove that it's shady.
Well, they took it to an arbiter, and an arbiter said, you guys are right, and Hush Blackwell is wrong, and you are owed $62 million. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Greenway Ford. It's a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford in Raytown. All right, welcome back. It is Festivus Friday. You can always get your grievance in on the text line if you prefer. And we'll have one of those coming up here in just a moment. We also have a couple of open lines. First time in a long time. 913-586-7798 from 0385. My grievance is with golf courses that pair you up with someone even though I paid as a single. And that someone spends more time in the woods than on the fairway.
Oh, I can't challenge that grievance, but I want to. Are they playing on a Saturday or Sunday? Okay, all right. I will tell you this. You cannot go out of town and play almost any course without getting paired up with somebody as a single. Like if I'm going to Phoenix.
This is starting to sound
No,
like
I'm
a
just
challenge.
Saying. It's very common.
Oh.
Very common.
913-586-7798. Got a line open if you want it. John in Midtown. John, hello.
Yes, hi, Dana and Parv. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Yeah. Thanks.
Fine. Listen, here's my grievance, and it parallels the Sasquatch story. Okay, check this out. It's non-belief, and it's non-cooperation. And unlike Sasquatch, I have tons of evidence, but I just can't get people to believe me. Now, what am I talking about? Social entrepreneurism. $120,000 a year ain't squat. The two top TikTok girls made $17 million a year and $10 million a year, respectively. E-commerce, specifically drop shipping, print on demand, can make $1,000 a day, $365K a year at the minimum. So I'm teaching Literacy KC, PCs for People, other organizations to stop the homelessness because you can go to KCMO Land Bank and buy a house for $100. I've already done it. I taught a guy from City Union Mission to buy a house third week of August every year on the Tatsleen steps for under $1,200, three-story house.
All right, let me stop you there because I don't know what the...
It wound around a little bit, but if the land bank is still happening in Kansas City, Missouri, he's right. You could buy a house for as little as a dollar. Now, it didn't have a roof, it didn't have windows, and it was probably in a part of town where you're going to need security around things like an air conditioning unit.
But it's yours.
But it's yours for a dollar.
Yeah. I believe to participate in the land bank, though, you have to make improvements and you have to make an inhabitable house.
And you have to
house.
Live in it for a certain amount of time. There are rules because I know someone who did it.
You can't just buy the property and just walk away from it. 913-586-7798. Mel in Overland Park, you are next. Hello, Mel.
I'm going to try to make this as short and sweet as I can, but Dana, I started following you on Facebook, and your stuff is hilarious. And Scott, you're hilarious too, but Dana, I'm talking about you more. Went down a rabbit hole and was looking at your wedding pictures, and my grievance has to do with people making rude comments or saying things because you and Chris are... You know, personalities.
Like haters in the comments, Mel?
Yeah, I've been trying to call for 2 weeks, but I've been like my blood pressure's been high for 2 weeks that people can say like you and Chris or whatever. I mean, nobody knows what's going on in your guys' life, and I'm sure people are gonna, you know.
Well, let me tell you something, Mel. Don't let anything that anyone says about either one of us, Scott, me, Chris, or Sam, for that matter, raise your blood pressure. We learned a long time ago that I certainly don't go back and read comments from 9 years ago. And the only one, I've only blocked one person this year.
I remember that
And
one.
She said, do you remember what she said? You know, this isn't always about you on this site. You could interact with people once in a while. This isn't always about you. And I laughed. And I said, well, it's actually my page. So sort of is about me.
Yeah,
and
kind of
you,
is mine.
If you don't, like what you see here, that doesn't hurt my feelings. Just don't follow the page. Like, why would you waste any time complaining about it?
I told you, and not that you needed to be told, but on the first day that we started this show 12 years ago, I think the last words I said before we cracked the mic open for the first time was have fun and grow thick skin.
Yeah. Mel, I'm going to tell you, don't you lose a wink of a second of your life over that because people are mean everywhere and I you got to learn to let that go.
Chad in Liberty. Hello, Chad.
Hello.
Hi.
Good Friday to you guys.
Good Friday to you, my friend.
Well, my big grievance is it seems like when I go use a public restroom at a proper gas station around town, doesn't matter where at somebody's some guy is on their cell phone in the public restroom. And you get one of those little signs that says no phone zone.
No phone zone.
No phone in the bathroom zone?
Yep.
Now wait a minute. Are they talking on it or just scrolling?
Talking on it.
Oh no.
Using the restroom.
I don't ever call anyone when I'm in the bathroom because I assume there's going to be a toilet flush, and then that freaks me out.
Exactly.
Can you hear me now?
I don't understand that. Dan in Overland Park. Dan, hello.
Hey, Dana. Hey, Scott.
Hi.
Love you guys.
Thank you, man. You're very kind.
Hey, did you, before I get to my grievances, did you hear the new news thread a few minutes ago on Channel 5 about Kelsey?
Yes, we talked about that.
No.
They talked about his back hurting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, apparently what happened is he signed up for pickleball being coached by a guy named Jake.
All right.
Terrible jokes on Tuesday.
Hey, hang on. So my two stupid little grievances are I love my TV, my regular TV, all these darn pharmaceutical commercials drive me crazy.
They're everywhere, man.
Oh, my God, yes. And, can they make them a little longer? But I think they should have their own channel just for those. But my next one is about football games televised. Like, not special games like championships or Super Bowl, but just during this regular schedule, why won't they just let the commentators just kill 3 minutes of them? And can we just see the national anthem being played and the coin toss?
During just a regular season game?
Dan, yes, that is a great grievance, and you are not the only one who's brought that up because Gerald Wilson, good friend of the program, is singing the national anthem at the game over the weekend. He's one of our favorite people from St. Louis, and I absolutely love him. He loves singing God and football in that order, I think. And he is.
I think God singing
and
football.
God singing football country. And he is singing this weekend. You won't be able to see it. And people are like, I'm always so mad that they don't show it.
Yeah, there's a reason, though. And Dan alluded to it. He said, can't the commentators be quiet for 3 minutes and let us see the coin toss and hear the national anthem? Well, that's 3 minutes where the pharmaceutical companies could be pumping their ads.
You know, when I hit 50, my body went through a big change, and not for the better. Severe erectile dysfunction shattered my confidence, sent me into a depression, and almost ruined my marriage. And believe me, I tried everything. But then a friend told me about Zentrax, so I tried it. And it worked.
Zentrax is the strongest male enhancement drug on the market.
Telephone number is 913.
When I wear gray sweatpants, people cross the street. And that's okay.
913-586-7798. We'll leave you with this one from the text line before we get to a quick break and then back to your calls. My grievance is that I had a doctor's appointment at 3:45 on Wednesday, so I missed the second biggest event this week in Kansas City, and that was Jam or No Jam.
Epic.
I rarely listen to playbacks of this show, which is to say I never do. I did tune in when I got home on Wednesday night to the bonus hour and listened to Jam or No Jam at 6:45. And Will Starrett was in unbelievable form Wednesday night. You cannot get it on podcast because of licensing issues. We're not allowed to play that music on the podcast, and there's obviously a lot of music that goes with Jam or No Jam.
He batted 1,000.
8 for 8, and he was on fire. Quick break here at the bottom of the hour. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Greenway Ford. It's a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford.
And those are just the side effects they tell you about. I get the sweats, my bones are cold, my teeth are loose, my heart gets really, really hot. I could read minds. And sometimes I wake up driving a stolen car.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. It is Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798. That's Fat Joe right there from New York City. He will be doing the halftime musical performance at the AFC Championship game this Sunday in Arrowhead, which is now being referred to as Burrowhead by the mayor of Cincinnati and others.
Stop saying that.
By the way, if you heard the weather forecast from Brian Busby, I believe he said the wind chill will be eight degrees. At the time of the game. It's going to be cold. We do have a line open if you want to grab it for this Festivus Friday, 586-7798. I just want to read this real quick if I could. I read it to Dana during the break because we mentioned Jam or No Jam. 2037 wrote and said, I sent a letter or a note to Will the morning after, which would be Thursday morning, but my 7-year-old grandson talked about him for the longest time after he was on your show. Quote, they didn't make hardly any noise. How did he know the name of that song?
Oh.
And I wrote back and I said, tell your grandson the truth. It's magic. If you've never heard Jam or No Jam, we'll line another one up here in the next few weeks. Make sure you tune in for that. Brian in Raytown. Brian, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, how are you guys today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I got a kind of lighthearted sports-related grievance, and it's really a grievance with some of the local media.
Okay.
Apparently, there is a local college basketball team that whenever they win a game, it's like the top story on all the newscasts and on the news apps. Mm-hmm. And recently, when they had a 3-game winning streak, you had to dig to find the story.
3-game losing streak.
Losing streak, sorry. Yep. Yeah, you had to dig to find the story. Mm-hmm. So. That's my lighthearted sports grievance.
It's actually a good grievance, Brian. Can I clarify it just a little bit as a member of the media on why I guess you're struggling to find a lot of stories about a certain team 30 miles to the west of here losing 3 games in a row?
Very rare.
Sure.
It has a lot to do with the Chiefs being in the AFC Championship. That is a that is a much bigger attraction to get readers or viewers.
To everybody.
Yeah. If you talk about the Chiefs, everybody in town cares. You talk about the Jayhawks.
Half care.
Or less.
And let me tell you something else. Look at every news website in town, and they will always show you on the right side the top most clicked on or read stories.
Always Chiefs.
It's always right now the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. You might have to dig down 4 or 5 or 6 stories to get a local news story.
It's all sports.
The first 4 or 5 are all sports right now.
It's a good grievance. So, Brian, thank you for it, man. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Tina in Independence. Tina, hello.
Hi. Happy Festivus Friday.
Same.
I love our show.
Thank you for letting us host it.
You are very welcome. My grievance is that I am a switchboard operator for a local automotive group.
Okay.
So we own multiple locations, right? And so I field a lot of calls all day long, and I got 3 calls today, and it never fails. There's always one, at least one, from somebody calling specifically for the reason of asking for the phone number to their lender. Okay, so that's the whole reason for the call. I answer the phone. No, that's not my grievance, but I want to build this up. So that's the whole reason for their call. I answer my call. I say hello, blah blah blah. They say, "Hi, can you give me the number to such and such?" And I say, "Sure, no problem." I start. The number is 8. Oh, hang on a minute. I gotta go get a pen. I'm thinking to myself, you called me specifically for the reason of getting this number, and you don't have a pen. Of course, I didn't say that out loud. But that happened 3 times today, and it never fails. Every day, I get at least 1 call like that. That, it just burns me to no end. You're calling me and asking me for a number, but you don't have a pen to write it down.
All right, Tina, you're in.
Good.
You are in. From the text line, Randall at 8130 writes, "My grievance, Chiefs fans crying about Burrowhead. Y'all been calling Mile High Arrowhead West, cry me a river." Okay.
Well, I mean,
I think old Randall might have himself what we call a point. Charlie in Perry. Hello, Charlie.
Yeah, my grievance is with you because, you know, you don't miss much, but the shootout in Dodge City this week.
No, we talked about it for about 30 minutes.
Charlie, we did a whole segment on it.
Well,
we even played the audio of the shootout.
What?
We even played the audio of the shootout.
Okay, that was the most interesting part, other than the fact that the canine got a little confused and,
yeah, he did,
and bit the wrong person.
Highway patrolman by the arm.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we did talk about it, Charlie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right.
I'm in and out, you know, so I missed it. And, I didn't see it on any of the TV stations in Kansas City. Good old Channel 13 played that audio and video of it.
Dana's alma mater, old WIBW.
Yep. And the person in question who was shooting at the officers
a lot,
was wanted for a double murder out of Phoenix, pardon me. Double murder in Phoenix, and then drove all the way to Dodge City, and that's where that shootout happened. You can go back and find that in podcast sometime in this last, I don't remember what day, I think it was Monday or Tuesday we talked about it.
From the text line, I have a gratitude. My husband got the opportunity to work security on the field at the AFC Championship on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
He is a staff sergeant in the Air Force, and this has made his week.
Wow.
Good for him. Travis in Shawnee. Travis, hello.
Hey, how's it going, y'all?
It's going well. Thank you for asking.
Good, good. Some know, some don't. Old listeners know. You know, I worked with you guys for 6 years.
Yeah.
And you guys mentioned having thick skin on, you know, Dana's Facebook. So it's more of a thank you to both of you and Jonathan Weir. Because working with you guys in the position that I'm in now, no way I would have had thick skin being customer service.
Oh, that's I never thought about that. Yeah. That is such a great point where you're putting up with, I'm sure, sometimes people who are not in a great mood or not being very kind or all of those things.
For sure, yeah. You know, being a call screener, you know, some people can think it's easy, but you kind of get the brunt of it before the actual show hosts do. So I learned that of having thick skin, and that kind of passed on to my next job. So it's more of a thank you, not a grievance.
We love you.
Travis, we love you, man. Hey, did you ever play pickleball with Dana that night?
It's coming.
Okay, so you didn't.
It's coming, but I am the tag out partner, so just know that.
All right, man, be well. All the best to your family, man.
Love you.
All right, love you too. Tracy calling in from Raymore. Hello, Tracy.
First, I want to clarify that I don't teach in the Raymore area. But I am a high school teacher, and all I'm going to say, it's been a heck of a week. That's my complaint.
Okay. Tracy, you're in.
And I believe you.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Tonganoxie. Tina. Hello, Tina.
Hey,
my grievance is with you guys. I'm sure you're great people, but, you know, if you don't like it, don't listen. I can't do that. My boss listens to this every day at work. So I thought it'd be ironic. And also, hey, I quit.
You
whoa,
quit?
Whoa, 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 wait, hang on. Stop.
Whoa, go back.
First of all, let's start at the end because you buried the lead. Tina,
she
just
off?
Hung up. Did she just quit
her
job?
Did she just quit her job on the air?
I mean, I don't think she actually quit her job on the air, but she did just diss us greatly.
Oh, yeah.
And then mic drop.
What I got out of Tina's grievance is she doesn't like the show.
Nope.
And so she can't not listen if she doesn't like it because
her
boss makes her listen.
Makes her listen and loves the show.
And then I heard, and by the way, I quit.
Drop the mic. Damn.
Come on, Tina.
Have a good weekend.
Jason in Kansas City. Hello, Jason.
Hey, I had a grievance, but we'll skip it. And then I was trying to think of one that was pertinent. But you know what? I'm going to skip the grievance and the gratitude and just say I had a slogan for Jerk Air.
Okay.
Please keep
welcome
it clean.
To Jerk. Oh, absolutely clean. I wouldn't break. I live with you guys. I listen to you guys forever. I wouldn't want to get banned.
Okay.
So welcome to Jerk Air, where all the turbulence and chop is inside the cabin.
All the turbulence.
Jason, do you have a job you'd like to quit while we have you on the line?
No, I'm good. But I do think that the stewardess should be the lady that said, you know, I hope this plane crashes and you all die.
Okay. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We do have a line open if you want to grab it. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Greenway Ford. It is a new day, a new way at the all-new Greenway Ford in Raytown. From the text line, one we've never heard before, my grievance is that mustard packets are so small.
Yeah.
They are. They are usually smaller than the ketchup and the relish.
And the mayonnaise.
I wonder why
that's the case.
I never thought of that. But you're right. Let's get to the phones. Brenda in Lee's Summit, you have waited the longest. Hello, Brenda.
Hi, guys. Love you. That song's perfect, especially for mine. I work in payroll.
Okay.
The week after the first week of the year, people are calling wanting their W-2, and they haven't even been printed yet.
When are they printed? I haven't received one either.
It varies. They have to be postmarked by the last day of January.
Did not know that.
But I have a good funny. This week, I've had two former employees call that needed a new copy of their W-2 because the dog ate it.
Okay.
Wait, for real?
For real.
It didn't work 40 years ago. It ain't working today. Daryl in Lenexa. Daryl, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
My grievance is about the pharmaceuticals that advertise using a whole string of disclaimers and dreadful side effects. And then a couple years later, the same product is mentioned. One was Zenical. Because Zenical is a precision fat blocker, you may experience periods of gas with oily discharge.
Oh, and whoa, I was like, whoa.
Holy heck, I'd rather just be plump than have gas with oily. But not much later, a couple years later, it was pulled from the market. And if you or a loved one were hurt or injured or died as a result of using Zenical, call the offices of Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yes.
But I'll never forget it. Gas with oily discharge.
Daryl, you're right. I think I'd rather have whatever my initial ailment was.
Those are called the runs. 913-586-7798. Lara, I'm going to be honest. You have a couple of asterisks next to your name, but I'm going to take a gamble. Lara and Shawnee, hello.
Hi. Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours.
Okay, so my grievance is with my, smart home device.
Yes.
At home. I a night or two ago, asked it to play some sexy time music.
Uh-huh.
And she repeated playing X-rated porn music.
That's what she said?
No, that is exactly word for word what she said, and that was not my version of sexy time.
Okay,
I'm just
so were you thinking like Al Green? Were you thinking What kind of sexy time?
I mean, okay. Something, you know, like a good jam, but little, you know, rhythm and, I don't know, got a good beat. And,
okay.
You know, something slow. And, yeah, but I was like X-rated. Wow, that seems a little extreme.
Like you wanted some Barry White coming at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a personal question?
Oh, please do.
Were you alone when you asked for the sexy
no!
time music?
No.
You wanted the sexy time music to get the sexy time going.
Yes, and then when she repeated that, my husband burst out laughing.
I've never asked. I don't have one of those home devices. I don't like it listening to me, even though I know I carry a cell phone. I've never asked even Siri to do something like that. So I don't know what the result would be. But thank you for the laugh, Laura.
Well,
that's
give
hilarious.
It a try.
No,
give
I'm
it
good.
A try. It'll be interesting.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, it is not.
Whoa.
By the way, if you're asking your home device to play sexy time music, it's not just listening to your request for sexy time music.
Right.
Oh.
It's listening.
It's listening.
I hear what you're saying. Anyway. It's listening to sexy time. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Greenway Ford is the sponsor of Festivus Friday. Sheila in Kansas City, you are next. Hello.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
My grievance is with insurance companies, not just anyone in particular, just any of them. You go to the doctor. You don't have a copay. A couple of weeks later, you get a bill saying you owe this. You sit down. You address the envelope. You write out the check. Put the stamp on it. Just to find out that, oh, guess what? They haven't gotten a hold of your insurance yet to see what they'll pay. And then you get a check back for the total amount from the people after you've taken the time and the money to send it to them.
Can I just give you one quick tip of advice, Sheila? And I'm usually the type of person that when a bill comes in, I pay it that day. I don't like bills hanging around. With medical bills, I always wait for that very reason. Heck, wait a month.
Well, I have thought about that too, but it says paid by, you know, January 31st, and I work at the courthouse, and I know how quick they are to do a lawsuit against somebody.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. Do appreciate it. From the text line, a gratitude. I very much enjoy your show and your personalities, even when you experience anal cranial inversion. And a number of grievances, I think we were all unaware of this, that an emergency test apparently went out during one of the grievances about 8 minutes ago.
Yes, I had no warning. Typically, the system in here will flash a light at me and give me a countdown for when I have to place such tests.
Are you telling me that the woman who quit her job, the boss
didn't even hear
it?
No, she made that.
No, that was definitely
it. It was the emergency broadcast went out with the lady on the W-2s. I believe.
It's because the government knew. Complaining about W-2s.
Right, right.
And throwing the EAS test on her.
Matt in Lawrence. Matt, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, I love the show. First-time caller. I'm a facility supervisor, so basically an apartment maintenance supervisor for off-campus student housing for KU.
Yeah.
And I'm so tired of dishwasher commercials with their detergent saying that they can clean an entire pan of lasagna without doing dishes, and these students who are 18, 19 years old tell me their dishwasher doesn't work when they didn't even do dishes, and they just say, oh, they put a work order in. My dishwasher doesn't work. Well, did you do dishes?
Matt, that is such a great grievance. Do you remember the one commercial that I think has sent our young people wayward more than anything was the one where they put an entire cake, and I do think it was like a foam cake. What do you call those white angel food cakes? She puts an entire cake in the dishwasher. Presses play, and then the plate comes out. So, and you're like, okay, come on. Mm-hmm. Our kids grew up looking at that ad, and I think you're right, Matt. A, if they even do dishes. B, they don't think they have to pre-wash anything because of those ads.
No, it is ruined an entire generation of people that think that dishwashers clean dishes when all they do is sanitize.
Right. Great grievance.
Matt, do appreciate it. Okay. Linda in Oak Grove. Linda, you are next. Hi.
Hi. I hope I'm not coming up against a break or anything.
No.
Okay. Valentine's Day in general. I have always hated this holiday ever since I was a kid, cutting out, you know, paper hearts that look like nothing like actual hearts.
Yeah.
You know, you cut out something that looks like an actual heart and put red food coloring on it, and you get sent to the principal's office because you're that kid. And you know, when I was single, I hated it. When I was, when I was dating, I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
20 years, I hated it.
Can I deduce from your grievance that you don't like Valentine's Day?
Yeah, maybe a little.
Okay.
It makes both parties look shallow, you know, especially women.
Well, give more.
Just give us these trinkets, and, you know, you'll get your sexy time.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and Linda, you're cutting out there. You're cutting out there.
Give us the trinkets, and you'll get your sexy time.
Is that how Valentine's works?
Better. Let's go to Nathan in Overbrook. Nathan, hello.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
I work in a quarry, and my grievance is it's been too muddy all week, but I am happy that it's Friday.
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right, man.
I can you imagine in a quarry when it's this wet and this muddy, all that would stick to your shoes and your clothes and everything on you?
From the text line, gratitude, I love your show. It makes my day every day. Invite, since Dana loved my goat so much, I'd like to invite her in the spring.
Yes, yes,
when I'm my in. Goat's kid learns how to milk a goat.
I'm in. Can I milk a goat?
You
I'm in.
You can milk a cat.
This is the woman who called in the other day, and she's like, hang on a second. And I go, are you busy? What are you doing? And she goes, I'm moving my goat. And right. I go, wait, what? And then we demanded that she make him talk to us, and he did. He
That's went, right. I have the phone number if you want it.
Write it down. I'm in.
I will write you this phone number, and then you can call the goat lady, and you can learn.
You know what we could do is bring the goat into the studio.
We tried that one time. That's a bad idea.
There is actually a strict ban on in-studio goat usage.
It's called the Dana rule.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Goats are not allowed in here anymore. We still have never gotten the scent out.
The Toby Tobin has damage from all the cleaning smell.
Yes, yes.
Rule.
We got to run. The bonus hour is next. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III. He's a reverend, ladies and gentlemen. My good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we'll see you Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.